Friends, the gloomy message with which Isaiah begins his prophetic book clearly indicates an immense divine displeasure with those God had called to be his people. He described them in the 5th chapter as a well-planted and much-cared-for vineyard which ended up bearing no good fruit. Repeatedly in the scriptures, God described them as a beloved and well-cared-for wife who betrayed her husband. Friends, our federal father Adam's original rebellion separated us from our holy Creator and brought to our humanity a permanently devastating curse. It caused our humanity to deny and even oppose Jehovah's gracious care. Only a divine initiative could reverse this curse. Isaiah's 25th chapter begins by expressing the prophet's gratitude that Jehovah God did not abandon his promised plan of blessing. He says, "I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure." God's judgment against the city of Jerusalem allowed the Babylonians to encircle and destroy the city. Isaiah says, "For you have made the city a heap, the fortified city a ruin." Yet, that judgment against those unfaithful people did not cancel the unchangeable divine plan to bless all nations, even unbelieving ones. Isaiah says, "Therefore, strong peoples will glorify you, cities of ruthless nations will fear you." The prophet further points out that Jehovah's goodness, graciousness, and wisdom are well manifested not only in his subduing of strong nations, but also in his care for the downtrodden. He says, "For you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations." Friends, the prophet reports that God himself would deal even with death, the ultimate consequence of our rebellion and separation from him. He says, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth." Furthermore, the plan of the triumphant God of salvation was to defeat the enemy of all good, the founder and cause of all evil, Satan, the evil one. The devil was embodied in Moab's enmity to Jehovah and his people. He was to be dethroned at the hand of the coming Jehovah Emmanuel. Isaiah says, "For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab shall be trampled down in his place as straw is trampled down in a dunghill. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pompous pride together with the skill of his hands. And the high fortifications of his walls He will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, to the dust. Friends, Abraham, the father of faith, was specifically promised a very special offspring who would bring blessing to all families of the earth. Isaiah announced that the promised offspring comes as a son of a virgin named Emmanuel. His name meant Jehovah comes to his people. This represented the fulfillment of the required divine saving initiative. And Isaiah's eyes continued to be opened, and his mind continued to be enlightened, as he looked forward to and waited for the fulfillment of that promise. He and the remnant of faithful believers understood the divine initiative of salvation would bring about the recreation of our humanity. Friends, centuries before the coming of Emmanuel, Isaiah's heart leapt with joy. He prophetically expressed this, saying, "It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." What a wonderful vision Isaiah experienced and was inspired to record in his prophetic book. In wisdom and might, Jehovah Emmanuel, Jesus the Messiah, joined our lost and powerless humanity. In self-giving love, he established by himself a complete salvation for all who cling to him. Hallelujah.